Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 平安归给大家。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God that we can gather to worship the true and living God together.
第一个，我们要感谢赞美神，我们能够聚集在一起赞美，崇拜这位神。
This morning, I'd like to continue to share with you, truth is the perfect weapon.
今天早上我们要继续分享的是，真理是最完美的武器。
So we know United States is one of the greatest countries in the whole world.
我们知道美国是全世界最强大的国家。
Because they're the most, one of the most powerful countries in the whole world.
也是全世界最有力量的国家。
And the reason they're so powerful because they have the greatest armed forces in the whole world.
因为它有全世界最强大的武器。
Because the reason why they have the greatest armed force in the whole world because they have the greatest weapon in the whole world.
他们有这么强大的军力，因为他们的武器很好。
Earlier, I was googling, you know, the top 10 weapons the United States has that no other country have.
今天早上我在查美国有什么最好的武器，其他的国家没有的。
And one of them is this AA-12 shotgun, right? It's really amazing.
其中一种是 AA-12 的一种枪。
You know, normal shotgun have only two shell there, right? Two bullets inside.
我们知道普通的枪里面只有十二个子弹。
I remember when I was young, my uncle took me to, you know, to go hunting, and he took a shotgun, and I didn't know how powerful it was. When I shot it, I fell right back on my buttocks, right? Because the shotgun is so powerful.
我记得有一次小时候叔叔带我去打猎，那我不知道这个枪这么有力量，所以我当我发了一个子弹的时候，我就全身往后退，因为这个枪力量实在太大了。
But this new shotgun they invented.
但是这个新的发明的枪支
，and it can shoot 5 shells within 1 second.
在一秒钟之内，你可以发出五个子弹。
And I would the minute you press, there's 5 bullets coming out.、Right?
当你按这个手枪支的时候，这五个子弹就发出去了。
And you can shoot 9,000 rounds of bullets without cleaning it.Or taken apart, right? That's really amazing.
你可以发出9000转而且不需要清这个枪支。
Not only that, the recoil, right? Like I shared with you, normal shotgun when you shoot, you have to put on your shoulder and it's, you know, have a really great kickback. But this shotgun, you can shoot from your hip. That's how you can just put on your hip and just shoot it like that, right?
我们知道有时候很大的枪支，我们必须要把它们放在肩膀上，我们才能够射击。但是这个枪支你可以只要放在你的臀部，你就可以射出去了。
I'm not trying to promote weapons and stuff like that, but I'm just trying to say that, you know, the weapon they have for the military is just really amazing.
我并不是在鼓励大家拥有枪支，而是在告诉你，美国的武器是很强大的。
And another weapon they have, they call the Laser Avenger.
另外一种有武器，他们是说这叫做
The Laser Avenger. I know that's what they call it the name.
叫做暴富者。
So this Laser Avenger, pretty much, is 20 times harder than any normal stove, like a stove, cooking stove. It's 20 times harder.
这个暴富者是比我们平常在煮饭的这个要热20倍。
So what it does, if you see like an armored vehicle, they shoot it and the thing, it melts the armored vehicle. That's what it does.
所以就是你在用枪打一个战舰的时候，这个战舰因为是这么热，所以这战舰会融化掉。
So no wonder the United States has one of the great, most powerful armed forces in the world.
所以你可以想象，美国就是因为这样，所以它有全世界最强大的军力。
But for you and I as Christian soldiers.
但是你跟我们是基督的精兵。
We know our enemy is very fierce.
我们知道我们的敌人很强大。
But what kind of weapon should we use?
但是我们要用什么的武器来对付他们呢？
If we know the truth is the perfect weapon.
我们知道真理才是我们最完美的武器。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
请看约翰福音17章。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
约翰福音17章17节。
John 17:17.
约翰福音17章17节。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
So we know truth is a perfect weapon.
所以我们知道真理是完美的武器。
Because truth is the word of God.
因为这个真理就是神的话。
So just like last night, we say truth can sanctify us.
就像我们昨天晚上说，这个真理能够让我们成圣。
As Christian soldiers, if we don't separate ourselves and be holy, we cannot be Christian soldiers.
要是我们做基督徒的没有办法让自己分别成圣，我们就不能够成为基督的精兵。
Just like if you want to be in the Navy SEAL，
就像如果我们想要在海军里服务
，You must go through a certain kind of training to become a Navy SEAL。
我们必须要有一些训练。
So just like us，
就像我们一样。
If we want to consider ourselves as Christian soldiers， yes， we can say it。But if we truly want it to be， we must be sanctified by the word of God.
就像如果我们要想当基督的精兵的话，我们必须要用神的话来洁净我们。
Listen to Revelation chapter 19.
请看启示录十九章。
Revelation 19.
启示录十九章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Revelation 19:14.
启示录十九章十四节。
And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses.
在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
So during this time, John saw the heaven open.
这时候我们看到约翰他看到天开了。
And he saw one sat on this horse, white horse, called Faithful and True.
他看到有一位骑在白马上，称为诚信真实。
And in righteousness he go out and make war.
他要出去打仗。
And it says his eye was like flame of fire.
他的眼睛如同火焰。
And on his head is many crowns.
他的头上戴着许多冠冕。
Then his clothes was dipped in blood.
他的衣服溅了血。
But look at verse 14.
但请看十四节。
Say, and the armies in heaven.
天上的众军。
That army is saying that you and I.
这个众军就是你跟我。
What kind of outfit do we put on?
我们要穿什么样的衣服呢？
First, our clothing must be fine linen.
第一个，我们必须穿细麻衣。
Our clothing must be white and clean.
必须要又白又洁。
So this is how we can identify ourselves as Christian soldiers.
所以我们就是因为这样能够称作自己是基督的精兵。
Now, for example, during lunchtime.
例如说，在我们吃午饭的时候。
When we go out there to, you know, to get something to drink.
要是我们去外面要买杯饮料。
If we see one is a foam cup.
我们看到。
Foam cup.
我们看到一个宝丽龙的杯子。
And one is a golden cup.
另外一个是金的杯子。
If we look at these two cups,
要是我们看这两个杯子，
which cup we want to use?
你喜欢用哪一个杯子呢？
Of course, every one of us we want to use the golden cup.、Right?
当然，我们都想要用金的杯子。
But if we go closer,
要是你近一点看，
if this golden cup has dirt inside of it,
要是这个金的杯子里面看起来很脏，
which cup we want to use?
那你要用哪一个杯子呢？
For sure, for me, I'd rather use the foam cup.
那我宁愿用宝丽龙的杯子。
Because if the foam cup is clean,And then I rather use that than the golden cup that is full of dirt.
因为我宁愿用宝丽龙的干净的杯子，也不要用那个金的脏的杯子。
So there's no difference in Christ's army.
那对我们来讲，做基督的精兵也是一样的。
In Christ's army, if you and I cannot be holy,
要是做基督的精兵，我们不能够圣洁的话
，if we cannot be righteous,
要是我们不公义的话
，then we are useless in the kingdom of God.
那我们在天国里就是无用的。
Because only when we are clean and righteous, then we can become a true soldier of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为只有我们公义并且圣洁，我们才能够成为基督的精兵。
And as true soldier Jesus Christ,
要是我们要真正的当基督的精兵
，we must continue to be filled with the Word of God.
我们必须要常常有神的道在我们心里。
Just like we shared last night in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
就像我们昨天分享的希伯来书。
That the word of God is living and is powerful.
神的话是活泼的，是有力量的。
And the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的话是比任何两刃的刀都要来得利。
It can cut people's heart.
可以切到我们心里。
Can discern people's thought.
可以知道我们心里的想法。
So in our words, as Christian soldiers,
所以要是我们要当基督的精兵。
Our greatest goal is to save people's soul.
我们最大的目标就是要救人的灵魂。
But people are very difficult to understand.
但是其他人很难了解的。
And people are very difficult for us to really to touch their hearts.
我们也很难能够摸触到其他人的心。
But if you and I are filled with the word of God.
但是如果我们心里充满了神的话。
When we speak the word of God to people.
要是我们在说神的话的时候。
They will be very touched.
他们就会觉得
很受到感动。Because the word of God is living and is powerful.
因为神的话是活泼的，是有力量的。
No, before I was, I showed you, I was a mental health therapist.
以前我是在做心理咨询人。
So I work with people who have, I specialize in major depression.
那我的专业是在忧郁症。
So before I came to know Jesus Christ.
所以在我认识基督耶稣之前
，Of course, I used the worldly way to comfort my patient or clients.
我就用我所知道的方法来安慰我的病人。
But then when I came to know Jesus Christ.
但是后来我认识耶稣基督。
And quite often I used the word of God to comfort them.
很多时候我就用神的话来安慰他们。
I remember one time very clearly.
我记得很清楚的一次是。
One of my patients, she's so depressed and she's very suicidal.
我有一个病人，她非常的忧郁，她已经想要自杀了。
And I just say to her,
我就跟她说
I say, look at the bird in the air.
我说你看天上的飞鸟。
They neither reap or toil.
他们也不绑下不
绑线。But the heavenly Father take care of them.
他们不耕种，但是天父养活他们。
But look at us.
但是看看我们。
We are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
God created us His own image, His own likeness.
神他是用他自己的形象来造我们。
When I share this with her.
当我用这个跟他分享的时候
she start to shed tears.
他开始哭泣
And she's not even a Christian, she's a Buddhist.
他根本不是基督徒他是佛教徒
But why she was so touched when I shared that with her?
但是为什么他我跟他这样分享的时候他那么受感动呢
Because the word of God is living and is powerful.
因为神的话是活泼有力量的
So that's why as Christian soldiers,
所以我们作为基督徒的精兵
if not filled with the word of God,
要是我们心里没有神的话语
there's no way when we speak we can touch people's heart.
我们在讲话的时候就不可能摸触到他们的心
Because people's heart are so difficult to reach.
因为人的心都是很难触摸的
Especially nowadays.
特别是今天
Just for me, for example,
对我来说,
my wife loved me very much.
我的太太很爱我,
but when I feel sad, when I feel lonely,
但是我伤心或是寂寞的时候,
it's very difficult for her to comfort me.
她是, 对她来讲很难来安慰我的。
Why? Because even though she knows me for 19 years, but for her to reach my heart is very difficult.
为什么呢? 因为虽然她认识我19年, 但是她要触摸到我的心是不容易的。
Because quite often I don't even know why I feel void inside my heart.
因为很多时候我自己都不知道为什么心里觉得这么空虚。
I don't even know why I feel sad.
我不知道为什么我这么伤心。
So how can my wife help me if I can't even know what's wrong with me?
所以要是我连我自己都不知道为什么伤心的话，我太太如何帮助我呢
？But when I have this kind of feeling,
但是我这样子的感受的时候
，and I go into the Bible,
我就读经
，and I just read God's word.
我就读神的话语。
Really, God guide me exactly where to read the Bible, and then this word of God truly fill the void that's inside my heart.
神会带领我，我要读哪里，那神的话就会充满在我心里。
So that's why if you and I are filled with God's word.
所以要是我们心中充满了神的话
，when we try to comfort brothers and sisters.
要是我们要安慰弟兄姐妹
，when we try to comfort our friends.
或是我们在安慰我们的朋友
God will truly use His word to comfort them.
神会用他的话来帮助我们来安慰他们
So the word of God not only can sanctify us.
所以神的话不只能够让我们成圣
But also give us the wisdom to be able to touch people's heart.
他也让我们有智慧能够让我们触摸其他的人心
Listen to Ephesians chapter 6.
请看以弗所书第六章
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章
verse 13
十三节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13
以弗所书第六章十三节
Therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand
所以要拿起神所赐的全副武装好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌并且成就了一切还能站立得住
So here Paul share with us
所以这里保罗跟我们分享
We do not wrestle against flesh and bloodBut against principality and against powers.
而是要跟掌权的征战。
Against the rule of darkness of this age.
和管辖着幽暗世界的。
And against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly kingdom.
以及天空属灵气的魔鬼征战。
So that's why he said in verse 13.
所以在十三节这里说。
Therefore take up the whole armor of God.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副武
装 That you may able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand.
好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌并且成就一切还能站立得住
As Christian soldiers,
作为基督的精兵
we don't want to die in the battlefield.
我们不想要在战场上死亡
We know our enemy is very fierce.
我们知道我们仇敌很强大
Because the enemy is the spiritual host in the heavenly places.
因为这个仇敌他是属灵气的
and they are wicked
并且他们很邪恶
and they are evil
他们是很邪恶的
so that's why if you and I use our fleshly ways to overcome our enemy there's no way we can do it
所以我们要用血气的话是无法跟他们征战的
no, since I came to know Jesus Christ
自从我认识耶稣基督以后
I experienced Satan many times
我体验到撒旦很多次
but every time I experience him
但是每次我体验到撒旦的时候
I still feel very fearful
我还是 很害怕
Because compare us to him, we are nothing.
因为我们跟他实在比不上什么
Because he's in the spirit and you and I in the flesh.
因为他们是属灵气的但是我们是属血气的
But if we are filled with God's word,
但是我们如果有神的话语
then we filled with God's armor.
我们就有神全副武装
What is the whole armor of God?
什么是全副武装呢
But because in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to verse 19, it talks about the whole armor of God.
从以弗所书第六章这边讲到神全副的武装
Let's try to find out what that is
我们来看看这是什么。
Look at verse 14.
请看十四节。
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth.
用真理的带子当作束腰。
So here, girding our waist with truth.
用真理做带子做束腰。
And we already know the truth is the word of God.
我们知道真理是神的话。
And then the second part of verse 14, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
在十四节的第二段这边说，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
How can you and I become righteous?
我们要如何成为公义？
We must be sanctified by the word of God.
我们必须要用神的话来成圣。
Just like in John chapter 17, verse 17.
就像约翰福音十七章十七节这边说到
，When we are sanctified by the word of God, then the word of God cleanses, then we become righteous.
我们会成为公义，是因为用神的话来洁净我们。
And look at verse 15.
第十五节这边说
，And having sought your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace,
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Here we also had to put, you know, sought our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
所以我们要用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋带穿在脚上。
What is the gospel of peace?
什么是平安的福音？
It's the word of God.
这是神的话。
Then we continue to verse 16.
请继续看十六节。
Above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one.
这里说，此外拿着信德当作藤台，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
So we must put on the shield of faith.
所以我们必须要信德当作藤牌。
But how can we continually to have faith in ourselves?
但是我们要如何有信德呢？
I see in the book of Romans chapter 10.
在罗马书第十章这边说到。
It said faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
这里说信德是从听到神的话语而来的。
So in other words, if you and I want to put on the shield of faith.
所以我们要用信德当作藤牌的话。
We must continue to read God's word.
我们必须要继续来读经读神的
话。And we be filled with the word of God.
我们必须要为神的话而充满。
This means our faith will continue to increase.
这表示我们的信心会不断的增长。
And look at verse 17.
请看第十七节。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So in other words, when the Bible says to put on the whole armor of God, what is it?
所以当圣经说要穿戴全副的军装呢，是什么呢？
From our feet all the way to our head.
从脚上穿到头上。
We must be filled with the word of God.
我们必须充满神的话。
When we fill with the word of God, then we put on the whole armor of God.
要是我们心中充满了神的话，我们就穿了全副的军装。
Now I remember when I was studying this passage.
我记得我在念这段经节的时候。
I was thinking, wow, why the word of God is so powerful?
我在想，为什么神的道是这么的有力呢？
From our feet all the way to our head, if we fill with the word of God, then that is the whole armor of God.
从脚上穿到头上，如果我们心里有神的话的话，我们就全副的军装。
Then the time I was in Garden Grove Church.
有时候有一段时间我在Garden Grove 教会。
And it was late at night already.
那时候很晚了。
So I was falling asleep.
我那时候快睡着了。
So the minute I fell asleep, all of a sudden I saw Satan showed up right before my feet.
我那时候在睡觉的时候，我就看到撒旦就站在我的脚前。
And usually when I see Satan, I cast it out in the name of Jesus.
通常我看到撒旦的时候，我就用主耶稣的名把他赶走。
But this time a voice came to my mind.
但是这次我心里有一个声音。
And it said, "Do not cast it out."
这声音说不要把他赶走。
But rather meditate on the word of God.
但是只要想神的道。
So no time was thinking about the word of God.
我那时候就在想神的话，神的道。
And first, I felt that the word of God came to my head.
那我就感觉到神的话从降到我头上来。
Then it continued to go down to my body.
那继续降到我身体这边。
And as I was meditating on the word of God,
那我在想神的话的时候呢
？Then I looked at Satan.
我就看着撒旦。
And the more I was filled with the word of God, the more Satan was all shaken, right?
那我越被神的话充满，这个撒旦就越开始紧张。
And when I look at him, he seemed so scared.
那我就看着撒旦看起来很害怕。
And then I realized.
那我就开始了解。
The minute the word of God went all the way to my feet, then Satan just disappeared.
我就看到这个神的道到我的脚上的时候，撒旦就不见了。
Then that time I truly realized that the word of God is the whole armor of God.
我才了解神的话就是全副的军装。
In other words, if you and I fill with the word of God,
就表示要是我们充满了神的话的话
，No matter what, Satan cannot destroy us.
不管怎么样，撒旦无法来攻击我们。
Look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
看我们主耶稣基督。
He was tempted three times.
他被试探了三次。
But all three times he used the word of God to go against Satan.
但是他每次都用神的话来抵挡撒旦。
Every time Satan says something, our Lord Jesus Christ says, "It is written. It is written. It is written."
每次撒旦攻击他的时候，主耶稣基督说，就说经上说，经上说，经上说。
But the most amazing thing is.
但是最了不起的地方是。
That Satan also used the word of God.
最奇怪的地方就是撒旦也是用神的话。
He quoted from the scriptures.
他用圣经上说的。
But if we look at very closely, he does not quote the whole thing, right?
但是我们要仔细看的话，撒旦并不是全部用神的话。
He used bits and pieces.
他用段落。
And try to deceive us.
断章取义。
But if you and I deal with the word of God,
但是要是我们被神的话充
满。Whatever he's not saying, we will know. Oh, this is what he's missing. So this means whatever he's saying is not true.
我们看到撒旦他特别遗漏了什么话，我们就说啊，他没有讲完，就表示他讲不对。
Look how he tempted Adam and Eve.
你看他是如何引诱夏娃跟亚当。
The first thing he said to her.
他第一件对夏娃说的是什么呢
？Yes, you can eat all the fruit in the garden.
他说啊，你可以吃所有的园子里的果树的食物。
But Eve said, no, you can eat all the tree except for one.
夏娃说哦，不是这样子，神跟我们说我可以所有的都可以吃，但是这棵不能吃。
Of course.Maybe during the time Eve tried to correct Satan, right?
可能那个时候夏娃是在指正撒旦。
But Satan knew all along.
但是撒旦很清楚。
Because he tried to get her to communicate with him.
因为撒旦是想要让夏娃来跟他对话。
And then on the end he said, "If you eat of it, you'll surely not die."
但是蛇最后就说哦，你不一定死。
Then, of course, she fell into this trap.
所以夏娃就上当了。
So what does that mean for you and I?
所以这对我们来说什么意义呢
？As Christian soldiers,
作为基督的精兵
，Satan will want to destroy us.
撒旦是想要毁灭我们的。
And sometimes, of course, he uses scripture to fool us.
当然，他有时候是用经上的话来迷惑我们。
But if we're not filled with the Word of God,
要是我们没有被神的话充
满 ，then it's very difficult when there's certain situations going on and we don't know the Bible well, and then we're going to fall into Satan's trap.
要是有些情况发生了，然后我们对神的话不清楚，我们就可能上了撒旦的当。
For example, there's many theologians out there.
例如说，我们很多外面有很多神学家。
You know, many theologians, even though they know the Bible just like the back of their hands.
很多神学家虽然对圣经非常的清楚
，but most of them are atheists.
但是很多人他们其实是无神论者。
Why is that?
为什么这样呢
？It seems so strange, right?
感觉很奇怪。
It seems that the more you study the Bible, the more you should truly come to know God.
因为我们觉得应该是你读圣经读的越多，应该越了解神。
But most theologians are atheists.
但是很多神学家其实是无神论者。
What is the reason?
为什么呢
？Look at verse 17.
请看十七节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17.
以弗所书六章十七节。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
并带着救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Remember the sword of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, does not belong to us.
记得圣灵的宝剑就是神的道，这并不是属于我们的。
Who does it belong to?
这属于谁的呢
？Here it said, if we read, look, the sword of the Spirit.
这里说圣灵的宝剑。
So the word of God belongs to the Spirit of God.
所以神的道是属于圣灵的。
So what
does this mean?这什么意思呢
？This means when you and I read the Bible a lot.
这表示如果你我很常常读经的话
，we also must pray a lot.
我们也需要常常祷告。
Because without the Holy Spirit,
因为如果没有圣灵
，then even though we can be filled with the Word of God, but we can use the Word of God not correctly.
所以要是我们没有圣灵的话，我们可能会很了解神的话，但是不会正确的使用。
Just like many theologians out there.
就像很多的神学家
they know the Bible well,
他们知道圣经很清楚
but they don't have the promised Holy Spirit.
但是他们没有应许的圣灵
So because of this, when they read the Bible, actually they end up killing themselves.
就是因为这样子所以他们虽然读经读了很多但是最后变成好像自杀一样
Why? Because they use the word of God incorrectly.
因为他们没有正确的使用神的话
Now for me, I always use this example, right?
我总是用这个例子
For example, in Star Wars, right?
例如说
The movie Star Wars, yeah.Yeah.
星际大战
Yeah. So in Star Wars, they have the, you know, the lightsaber, right?
我们知道星际大战他们有这个宝剑
And who can only use the lightsaber?
谁才能够用这个光的宝剑呢
The Jedi warrior, right?
只有那个武士。
Only the Jedi warrior can use a lightsaber.
只有这些武士才有办法用这光的宝剑。
Even the bad guy used like lightsaber, but previously they were Jedi warrior, but they became bad, right? They went to the dark side, right? Something like that, right?
我们知道有些坏人，因为他们以前是武士，但是后来他们跑到坏人那边。
Why? Because the lightsaber is very dangerous.
因为我们知道这个光的宝剑是
很危险。If we don't use it correctly,
要是你没有好好使用。
Of course, if people don't use correctly, they will kill themselves, right?
要是他们没有正确使用，但他们可能不小心杀到自己。
So there's no difference in the word of God.
所以我们知道，这跟神的话是一样的。
We can read the Bible until we blue in the face.
我们可以读圣经读得很好。
But if you're not filled with the word of God, the Spirit of God.
对，我们可以对圣经很熟悉，但是要是我们没有圣灵。
Then quite often we use the word of God incorrectly.
那我们就很多时候就不会正确的使用神的话。
And when we use it incorrectly,
但是要是我们使用神的话不正确的话
we can wound ourselves and hurt ourselves.
我们可以伤到自己。
Even kill ourselves.
甚至杀了自己。
We also can wound others and also kill others.
我们也可以伤害别人并且杀了别人。
Why? Because the word of God is like a double-edged sword.
为什么呢？因为神的话是两刃的宝剑。
This means we don't use it properly. Each edge, right? Each edge is very sharp.
因为这样子的话，我们知道他的宝剑是很利的。
Just like the word of God.
就是神的话。
The word of God, as you can see, on the Ten Commandments or on the stone.
我们知道神的话就像十诫一样。
It written in front and in back.
它是在 sorry.
It's, yeah, the word of God written on the stone in front and in back.
这面跟那边都有写。
And also the scrolls.
就还有我们的律法。
The scrolls written in front and also in the back.
那个律法的纸是写在正面也反面也有写。
So this means actually the word of God is like a double-edged sword.
所以神的话是两刃的剑。
There's always double meanings.
所以有两个意义。
So if you and I are not expert in using the word of God, it's very dangerous to ourselves and dangerous to others.
所以如果没有好好使用的话，神的话的话，会对我们自己并且对他人都是危险的。
I mean, can you imagine during the lunchtime you see a little brother, little sister with a knife right in there, right?
我们看到在吃午饭的时候，有时候小弟兄小姐妹拿着刀在那边。
I'm sure any adult when you see this, give back the knife, right? You would go and take it right away, right?
大人就会说快点拿回来给我，别小心。
Because little kids do not know how to use knives.
因为小朋友不知道如何使用刀。
So if you and I are filled with the Word of God,
所以要是你跟我是充满神的话，
and we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
但是却没有被圣灵充满，
then we must be very careful.
那我们就要小心了。
Because sooner or later, if we use the Word of God incorrectly, then we will kill ourselves spiritually.
因为如果迟早我们没有用神的话好好使用的话，我们就会不小心把自己的灵性给杀了。
Look at nowadays.
就像今天
Why our members have so much doubts in our doctrine?
为什么我们的信徒对我们的这十条纲领这么怀疑？
And every doctrine is in the Bible.
我们知道我们的十条纲领都是从圣经出来的。
Why do we question so much?
为什么这么多的问题？
Question about baptism.
我们对洗礼有问题。
Question about Holy Spirit.
对圣经有问题。
But if you and I are filled with the Word of God,
但是如果我们被神的话充满
and we filled with the Spirit of God,
也被圣灵充满
we would not have any doubts like this.
我们就不会这样的怀疑
Because the Spirit of God would teach us the truth that's according to the Bible.
因为圣灵会用圣经来教导我们真理
Now for me, I went to many other churches before.
我到很多其他的教会去
I went to the Catholic Church for many years.
我以前有在天主教
To the Greek Orthodox Church for many years.
东正教
And I went to you know to the my local churches for many years.
我也到我们地区的那个小教会。
But when I came to this church,
但是后来我来到这家教会。
Even though outwardly, right, we really don't look that wonderful, right? Think about it, right?
虽然说我们表面上看起来不怎么样。
I mean, actually, Houston Church actually is quite nice, right?
我们知道休斯顿教会看起来已经很好了。
But can you really compare this to the Greek Orthodox Church, really?
但是我们能够把我们教会跟希腊东正教比较吗？
If you ever been to the Greek Orthodox Church, you know, wow, when you walk in, the minute you walk in, everything is all gold plated, right?
要是有去过希腊东正教教会的话，你一进到教会里面，你就知道很多东西都是金碧辉煌的。
And they don't use cheap pew like this. I see this pew compare them is very cheap, right?
他们不用这么便宜的椅子。
They would use like solid red oak, right, to the whole pew, right? Like one piece solid red oak, which is really expensive, right?
他们会用橡木的哦，全真橡木的椅子，那是很贵的。
And of course, everything they have, I mean, even the priests, they have a golden outfit on and things like that, right?
即使他们的传教士也是穿的很漂亮。
But if we only look with a physical eyesight,
但是如果我们只用物质的眼睛来看
，we don't go into the spirit.
而没有用属灵的眼光来看。
Then we always can have doubts. Why our church is like this? Why our church is like that?
我们常会想说，为什么教会是这样不好，那样不好？
But if we truly look at the things as according to the Bible,
但是如果我们真的是照圣经来看，
you know, quite often I always share with members.
很多时候我跟信徒这样分享。
When we talk about the true church of God.
如果我们在讲神的真教会
，Don't even think about true Jesus Church, right?
不要想真耶稣教会，只是想说神的真的教会。
Put the names aside,
把那个名字放到旁边去。
But come back to the Bible.
我们就要回到圣经。
And see what is the body of Jesus Christ.
看圣经上怎么写。
What is that body of Jesus Christ?
耶稣的身体是什么
？Now quite often we say that the church is not important, right?
很多时候我们说教会不重要。
But actually, the Bible says the church is very important.
但是圣经告诉我们教会是很重要的。
You and I are born again.
我们是重生的。
As born again, this means any one of us who are born, we need a mother and a father, right?
我们知道一个人被生的人，我需要父跟母。
Without a mother, you cannot be born again.
没有妈妈，你是不能够。
And without a father, you cannot be born again.
没有爸爸，你是不能够被重新出生的。
Except for Lord Jesus Christ, right?
除了主耶稣基督以外。
So in other words, when we are born again in the Spirit,
所以要是我们已经从圣灵重生
，we also have a mother.
我们有一个母亲
，and the mother is the church.
这位母亲就是教会
，and this mother must be accord to the will of God according to the Bible.
这位母亲必须要从神的意思，并且圣经的意思。
The church gave us birth so we can have the hope of salvation.
教会让我们重生，所以我们能够有得救的盼望。
If we don't understand the word of God,
但是如果我们不了解神的话
，so that's why it's so important. Yes, when we fill with the word of God, we all so must be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们之前才想讲说，很重要的是，我们必须要被神的话充满，也要被神的圣灵充满。
But when we fill with the word of God,
要是我们有被神的话充满
，we are filled with the whole armor of God.
我们就有全副的军装。
But we must be very careful.
但是我们一定要小心。
If we miss one arm of God, then it's very easy for Satan to attack us.
要是我们军装中少一件的话，撒旦就很容易来攻击我们。
I mean, look at King Saul, right?
我们可以看扫罗王。
Actually, he was a great warrior.
他是一个很棒的武士。
And how did he die?
他怎么死的呢？
It just happened an arrow randomly, right? Hit him between his, you know, his armor, right?
有一个人随意开弓，射到他的盔甲的中间的细缝。
But for me, that's very interesting, right?
对我来说是很有趣的。
A random arrow.
这是一个随意开弓。
Just hit him the spot exactly where between his arm. This means he has no protection, right?
就射到他这个没有被保护的地方。
So nowadays, Christian soldiers.
今天我们基督的精兵。
We must really, you know, look at the armor every single day.
我们必须要每天看我们的全副军装。
What weakness do we have?
我们有什么弱点
？What sin we have committed against Lord Jesus Christ?
我们对神犯了什么罪
？So we must rebuild this weakness. We must, you know, make sure we repent, and so the armor can be full again.
我们必须要悔改，拿掉这个弱点，所以我们才能够再次穿起全副的军装。
If not, it's very easy for us to die in the battlefield.
要是没有的话，我们就很容易会在战场上死亡。
Just sometimes we don't even need to be in the battlefield. That just sitting at home, we can die also, right?
有时候我们根本不用去战场，我们在家里也可能会阵亡。
So the word of God can sanctify us.
神的话可以让我们成圣。
The word of God can give us wisdom to talk to people.
神的话给我们智慧，让我们能够跟人讲话。
And the word of God can protect us from the evil one.
神的话可以保护我们，让我们不受到恶者的攻击。
And also, let's go to Revelation 19.
请看回启示录十九章。
Revelation 19.
启示录十九章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Revelation 19:15.
启示录十九章十五节。
Now out of his mouth go a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nation, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of Almighty God.
十五节，有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要踹全能神愤怒的酒闸。
So we know on the end days.
所以我们知道在最后末世。
Our Lord Jesus Christ will come back again.
主耶稣基督要再来。
When he come back again, he will judge the whole world.
他再来的时候就要审判全地。
And how does he judge them?
他要如何审判呢？
Let's say here in verse 15. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword.
有利剑从他口中出来。
What is this sharp sword?
这是什么利剑呢？
This sharp sword is the word of God.
这个利剑就是神的话。
So if you and I fill with the word of God,
所以要是我们充满了神的话，
then during the time of judgment,
在审判的时候，
we are free.
我们就是自由的。
Why? Because in the book of John say the truth will set you free.
为什么呢？因为约翰福音告诉我们，真理让我们得自由。
So that's why on the end days God will judge everyone.
所以在末世的时候，神要审判全地。
And He will rule them with a rod of iron.
他就用 I'm sorry.
He will rule them with a rod of iron.
Okay. 他又会用铁杖辖管他们。
But if you and I are Christian soldiers.
但是如果我们做基督精兵的。
And we are filled with His word.
我们有他的话。
Then even though we will be judged.But our judgment will become to nothing.
虽然我们也会被审判，但是我们最后就会没事。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
If we're not filled with God's word,
要是我们心里没有神的话
，Listen to John chapter 12.
请看约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Verse 12 and verse 46 and verse 48.
46节跟48节。
John chapter 12, verse 47 and 48.
约翰福音十二章四十六节跟四十八节
Verse 47
从四十七节开始
If anyone hears my words and does not believe I do not judge him For I did not come to judge the world But to save the world Verse 48
四十八节
He rejects me and does not receive my words Has that one judge him The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last days So if you and I are filled with his word
只要是你我被神的话充满
Then, even though God will judge us,
虽然神会审判我们
but He will judge us according to His word.
但是他会用他的话审判我们
If He judges us according to His word, then you and I will be set free.
要是他用他的话来审判我们，那你我就会无罪
Wow, it's so amazing, right?
这是很好
If we think about the word of God,
要是我们想神的话
So that's why we as Christian soldiers,
所以我们做基督精兵的
If we don't read the word of God every single day,
要是我们没有每天读他的话
then,We could not be a good soldier.
那我们就不会是好精兵。
If we do not continue to learn from the Bible, then we could not be a good soldier.
要是我们没有常常从圣经上来学习，我们就不是一个好精兵。
Yes, sometimes we have a sword, right?
因为有时候我们有剑。
It was just the word of God.
这个剑是神的话。
But sometimes my sword is very rusty.
但是有时候我们剑可能生锈了。
When we speak to people,
当我们对人说话的时候
we can never pierce their heart, right?
我们就不能够戳到他们的心里。
Because that sword is not sharp enough.
因为我们的剑并不够利。
Even though sometimes we have a sword.
虽然有时候有剑
But this sword is too short.
但是剑太短了
So when we speak, we cannot reach to people's heart.
所以当我们在讲话的时候，我们无法触及他们的内心
But we cannot be like that.
但是我们不能这样
As Christian soldiers, the only weapon we have is the word of God.
作为基督精兵，我们唯一的武器就是神的话
So we live our life to read the word of God as much as we can.
所以我们应该要读圣经，要越读越多越好。
But at the same time, we also must be filled with the Spirit of God.
但是同时，我们必须要受圣灵充满。
Because only the Spirit of God can truly use the Word of God correctly.
因为只有圣灵才能够把神的话好好的利用。
So let's think about this. Right?
所以我们来想一想。
Truth is the perfect weapon.
真理是完美的武器。
At first, it can sanctify us and make us holy.
这可以让我们成圣。
And second, can give us the wisdom to speak to people and move their hearts.
这也会让我们有智慧，让我们能够跟神说话，触及他们内心。
And third,
第三个
，The word of God is the whole armor of God.
神的话就是全副的军装。
Then fourth,
第四个
，The word of God is be able to set us free during a time of judgment.
神的话会让我们在审判的时候得到自由。
Why the word of God is so powerful?
为什么神的话是这么有力呢
？Let's turn to John chapter 1.
请看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 1.
第一节
John chapter 1 verse 1
约翰福音第一章第一节
In the beginning was the word And the word was with God And the word was God
太初有道道与神同在这道就是神
That's why the word of God is so powerful
这就是为什么神的话是这么的
Because the word of God is God himself
因为神这个道就是神
So in other words if you and I are filled with his word
所以要是你我是为他的道充满
This means we are filled with him
表示我们被神充满。
And if we fill with Him, who can go against us?
要是我们被神充满的话，谁能够抵挡我们
？Not even our greatest enemy, Satan, can go against us.
即使是强大的撒旦也没有办法抵挡我们。
Because we fill with God, we fill with His power.
因为如果我们被神充满，我们就被他的力量充满。
And we are filled with God.
我们被神充满。
We are filled with His wisdom.
我们就被他的智慧充满。
We are filled with His strength.
我们就被他的力量充满。
And if we become this kind of Christian soldier,
要是我们是这样子基督精兵
even the most wicked thing in heavenly places would be afraid of us.
就是天上最邪恶的邪灵也没有办法抵挡我们。
Because we have Christ inside of us.
因为我们在心里有基督。
So may God help us continue to guide us.
请神继续带领我们。
Let's become Christian soldiers.
让我们成为基督精兵。
Let's go into a battlefield with the whole armor of Jesus Christ.
让我们带全副的军装来为神打仗。
Let's go into the arm. Let's go battlefield with a really great weapon.
我们到战场上用很好的武器。
Now let's all rise up and sing one hymn.
请站立唱诗。
167
一百六十三首，
167，
一百六十七首，对不起。